Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is one of our favorite guests that we've had. We haven't had her on the show for a while. She was on her way overseas last time I talked to her, but she's been back for a while now. She is one of the most stellar guitarists in the world, and we are going to talk about an ancient instrument. A very classical piece of classical form of music, a genre of music that does not get its share of attention, but it has been around since the days of the Assyrians, to be sure. And we're also talking about the Memphis International Guitar Festival. It's April the 5th through the 7th, right here on the campus of the University of Memphis in the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music in the Harris Concert Hall. The festival's founder and the person that does everything that has to do with the festival is here with us this morning, and I tell you, we've got 15 minutes. I'm going to start off just talking a little bit, if you don't mind. Lily Afshar is with us, by the way. She's the artistic director and recipient of the 2000 Orville H. Gibson Award for Best Female Classical Guitarist, and recipient of the National Endowment for the Arts Recording Award. Chosen as Artistic Ambassador to Africa by the United States Information Agency, winner of 10th, 11th, and 12th Annual Premier Guitarist Awards presented by the Memphis Chapter of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, has performed concerts worldwide, has been on TV, on national TV, was called by Andre Segovia, who is probably the greatest classical guitarist of all time, that she was going to be a beautiful performer when she performed for him, invited to perform at one of his
master classes.
And she also was the very first female to earn a doctorate in classical guitar, the very first in the world. And gosh, she belongs to the University of Memphis, Lily Afshar. Hey, Lily, thank you for coming by.
I'm happy to be here, Malvin. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just love that. I always like to get a chance to tell everybody just what a stellar performer you are.
Thank you.
But moving along now. This is the third International Guitar Festival.
Yes, it's the third one, and every year I try and invite guest artists internationally. This year they're from Korea and Mexico.
These guys are stellar performers in their own right. What gave you the idea to start this festival?
I just used to have a guest artist here on a smaller scale every year with a different type of budget and But once I found out about the Augustine Foundation in New York, where they would promote female classical guitarists and promote the guitar, and they offered grants. So I started writing grants, and I was awarded grants by them to hold a festival. So this is a larger scale thing, and it's not just concerts. There's also competition.
Yeah.
And master classes. So there's a lot of stuff involved, a full 3 days of classical guitar activity.
You know, and that's something else too, that when people are talking about guitar, especially around here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're talking about rock and roll, and that's where they picture the guitar. We're talking about the blues, that's where they picture the guitar. But classical guitar is the foundation of all of it, basically.
Yes.
Is the appreciation for classical guitar what it should be?
I think so. I think if the classical guitar is played well, everybody will love it. You know, it's a very difficult instrument to play. First of all, there's no singing with it. So it's all really your finger work and your musicianship. Yeah. And I've seen people cry, audiences cry after hearing a beautiful classical piece performed. And that, you know, people get moved if the guitar is played well. So
it reaches different styles from Baroque to Romantic.
Yes,
and
all the way to from Renaissance all the way to the present. Yeah. And that's why the three artists, me being one of them, we're offering different types of programs from different composers and different periods, which really will give a nice nice collection of pieces written for the classical guitar.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is going to be very good. Okay, so I was looking up at the guys, Daikon Young, who is from Korea. He's a young guy. By the way, these guys are these are young people, too.
Yes.
Everybody's young.
Yes. And another thing I wanted to do with this festival was invite people who wouldn't, you know, give them a chance. Give them a chance, the younger, you know, crowd, the younger musicians, to give them a chance to perform. And a lot of times in festivals, the same, you see the same artists over and over and over again. Yeah, I don't want my festival to be like that. I wanted to invite new blood, you know, new people to come and not go with whatever everybody else does.
So this guy, he's a young guy, but he's been one of the best, called one of the best guitarists of his generation. Can bring life to the into the musical notes through his magnificent techniques and full poetic feeling.
Yes. So
he's recorded 3 CDs.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you? Well, I guess you've got a edge on all these guys.
He, Daikon, I have never met Daikon, but you know we're friends on Facebook. But he studied with my teacher Oscar Giglia, who's from Italy.
Okay.
So I have a. And I have his CDs also, and I know how well he plays.
Yeah.
But our contact really started through Facebook. I discovered him through Facebook.
The social media.
It's just incredible, yeah.
And he's very good. I've been listening to some of the music that he's been playing, some of the things he's doing. Well, like you said, you studied with some of the greats over the years.
Yes.
And have performed with some of the greats. He's followed in your footsteps a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
This kid here. And he went to Spain. To learn to play the guitar.
Yes, yes. And he concertizes a lot. This will be, of course, I think it will be his first trip to the States.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed most of his work was in European symphonies and Mediterranean symphonies, and Mexico City Symphony, like that. Speaking of Mexico, you've got David Mosqueda.
Yes.
And he's also... a young guy. All these people started. Musical instruments, or their recognition starts in the '80s and nineties at least.
Yes. Well, they've been going at it for a long time, but you know, I just wanted to give them opportunities to play in my city and my festival, bring some new people. David, though, I've heard and met like 10 years ago, you know, at a competition, and he's from Guadalajara, Mexico. So I'm excited to have him here. And he'll play some Mexican music, you know. Yeah. Like, in my concert, I'm playing some of my own arrangements of Persian music. Yeah. David is playing a lot of Mexican music, Manuel Ponce's music. And Daikon's playing all European and mixed. But, you know, we all have different themes to our concerts. So we'll get a nice variety.
Oh, wow. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are speaking with guitar master and director of guitar studies here at the University of Memphis, the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music, Lily Afshar. She's also artistic director of the Memphis International Guitar Festival, which is happening April the 5th and the 7th. And there are the schedule of events. It's April the 5th, 7:30 p.m. Lily's going to perform. That's your concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6th at 7:30, it's David Mosqueda. And then on April the 7th, 7:30, it's Daikon Young. And then the master classes are at 1 to 6 p.m. on
every
April
day.
The 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. And you're taking the last one.
Yes.
And then the competitions are April the 5th and the 7th. At 9 a.m., first round, and the finals on April April the 5th, 9 a.m., the first round of the competition, and then April the 7th, 9 a.m., the finals.
Yes.
Then the student showcase is April the 6th, 10 a.m.
Yes.
These are your students from your...
These are my students. I'm playing ensemble music. So they're playing with singers or with flutists, or they're playing trios, 3 guitars. So it's a showcase of their ensemble activities.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's 3 full days of guitar, concerts, competitions, master classes.
Yeah, and Memphis International Guitar Festival, the prices are very, very reasonable. $75 for a 3-day pass to all the events, $30 for a 1-day pass to all the events. Evening concerts only. General public, $20. Seniors, non-U of M students, $10. U of M faculty, staff, and students are free with their ID. And competition participant fee is $20. Everything is very reasonable.
Yes. Yeah. Everything's free to U of M students, staff, and faculty. Yeah. And, you know, we have special prices, as you said, for senior citizens and
But you got to be registered for the competition, for the three-day festival, to participate in the competition or the master classes. You got to be registered by March 30th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's a website, memphis.edu/guitarfest. And that's where people can register. And there's a lot of information on that website about the festival.
Yeah. Yeah, Lily F. Shard. I just love the idea of how accomplished you are and how many things you do all the time. I don't know how you find the time to put together festivals to teach these classes and everything.
Yes. Well, you know, I love promoting the classical guitar. That's my whole goal.
Yeah.
And I love the instrument and I love promoting it. And this festival gives me a chance to do that.
And you can sell some CDs too. I know Ward Archer has been producing a lot of your music, but you just released one. You just had one published by Mel Bay.
I just published a book of Bach called Essential Bach. It's a book of my arrangements and fingerings of Bach's music for arranged for the guitar.
Okay.
And now, it's a requirement now at the university. So all my students are using that book. It's really a 5-year project I worked on. And it just got published with Mel Bay Publications. But yes, I'm releasing a CD with Archer Records very soon. It's chamber music CD.
Okay, yeah.
Again, featuring Memphis musicians playing with me, and a world premiere on one of the works.
Wow, you know that is so cool. The classical guitar is a genre of music that needs its place in our popular culture right now, because as we were speaking of before, it seems as though our culture is rushing toward mediocrity, where you just get by. When you're playing classical guitar, and I listen to guys who are classical guitarists who are doing doing jazz, guys like Borelli LaGrange, a gypsy from Alsace-Lorraine, but Borelli LaGrange, you can tell he's a classically trained guitarist because of the way he plays his jazz licks and things. It takes skill, it takes concentration, it takes effort. The way that you are bringing it to this area is really cool.
Good.
Do you see your students being able to accept or understand the intensity of what this is all about?
I think so. You know, I learned so much myself when I was going to college by hearing other artists. I always attended many concerts. You know, when I lived in Boston, we had every month we had a classical guitarist come in. So I know I learned a lot. I learned about their repertoire, their playing styles, different techniques. I played in their master classes. So I think my students also will gain that knowledge from these artists.
Right, and this festival is a good way to recruit students.
Yes,
to,
definitely.
To come in and learn.
In fact, we have participants coming from Knoxville and Kentucky so far, playing in the competition, in the master classes. I've heard from some people.
Oh, that's cool. And you're putting this out. The information is on the website.
Yes. memphis.edu/guitarfest.
Right on. And of course, Facebook and other places.
It's on Facebook. It's on the U of M, the music site, and on the U of M.
Yeah. Plus, we're running that ad. I love your personal invitation.
My personal invitation, yeah.
That's
on YouTube, too.
What is the name of that piece?
That's a Bach Prelude to the First Cello Suite. It's one of my arrangements.
Okay.
From my book. Okay. So, yeah.
I was trying my best to figure out what that was, and I love that piece.
Good, yes, it's beautiful.
Right on. Well, again, it is the Memphis International Guitar Festival. It is April 5th through the 7th this year. That's next month, as a matter of fact. And you've got to register by the 30th if you want to participate. For more information, you can look online at memphis.edu/musicfest.
Guitar Fest.
I'm sorry. And what number can they call, Lily?
If they have questions, at 678-3788.
678-3788. Lily Afshar, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you for having me.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.